Orioles and Rays. Manny Machado and Jonathan Scope having some fun in the dugout as Wilson Ramos makes his season debut. We'll take it to the top of the third. Jacob Faria facing Adam Jones.
Now here it comes. Swinging a high drive, straightaway center. Going back, Smith. Back to the warning track at the base of the wall. A home run for Adam Jones, and it's 3-0 Orioles. Bunny to the set, and we'll watch Smith, who has a big lead at first, not running. There's a long drive to right, down the line, hook towards the corner. This one is gone, home run. A line drive homer by Corey Dickerson. And the Rays draw two and then one. The Rays are on the board. They're down 3-2. And here comes Evan Longoria. And out of the windup, first pitch to him is drilled to the gap. Right center. Heading back to Smith to the wall. Gone. Tie game. Evan Longoria going back to back. And the Rays have caught the Orioles. It's 3-3. If Trumbo doesn't chase, he doesn't chase. But I think they feel righty on righty. Diaz's best pitch is a slider. The 3-2 delivery. Swing. Line drive. Base hit center field. And Smith can't cut it off. It heads all the way to the wall. It'll score two runs. Smith is home. Machado is home on a two-run double by Trumbo. He got beat on a slider, but it was a bad slider. It was up, and it's 5-3 Baltimore. And now here's Mancini driving one in the air to deep right field. Souza to the track, looking up on the wall, and it's a big inning for the Orioles. A two-run homer for Trey Mancini, and they've busted it open here in the seventh. It's 7-3 Birds.
Orioles take this one 8-3. Dylan Bundy gets the win to improve to 8-6. The Orioles snap a streak of 20 games in which they've allowed at least 5 runs. Kevin Cash and the Rays unable to figure out the Orioles on Saturday as they lose 8-3. Here's Cash on the loss.
Well, I think the story of the game is probably Dylan Bundy. He did a nice job kind of quieting our hot bats. Had everything going. He had a good fastball he was getting hit early with, showed the slider, the changeup to both. I mean, he made it difficult for us. It was nice to get that piece together that inning with Corey's home run and then Longo back-to-back. But other than that, obviously a quiet day. Jake came out. He did another really nice job for us. You take away not even the home run from Castillo. It was more the 3-2 pitch or the 2-2 pitch to get there. He kind of made a pitch that wasn't really, a pitch that you would want to throw in that situation to put him to 3-2. And it looks like he just threw a little slider that Castillo stayed in on and hit the ball out of the ballpark. But other than that, I thought he did a really, really good job. And then, the one inning starts with a leadoff walk. Sound like a broken record saying that. And then Jumbo makes some pitches to Trumbo. I think he had him 1-2. And laid off some sliders. It didn't seem like they had too much bite, and then kind of grooved one there for the big hit.
What did you like about the way Jake Faria battled today?
Well, I've liked it the entire time he's been up here. I mean, Jake, he'll throw some errant pitches here and there, but it seems like he's able to regroup real quick and not let it snowball effect on him, and that's kind of what we've seen not only today but in all of his starts.
Why do you think Jumbo Diaz has just struggled to find consistency?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I'm not really sure. The slider today was inconsistent. I mean, he's a fastball slider pitcher. That's his kind of his MO, and to go attack righties. And when he doesn't have that pitch on, I assume it gets tough.
In your decision making, pitching to Trumbo instead of Mancini there. I mean, did you think about putting Trumbo on?
No, not really at all. I mean, look, with the amount of walks that we've had in the bullpen, I mean, it's difficult to load the bases for another walk.
What'd you think of Ramos' first day, both behind the plate and at it?
Good, really good. I actually ducked down there a couple times and watched on film. It's a big target back there. That glove looks really small, but the body, the guys were really excited. We were all genuinely excited to have him back there. I know he was pumped. I would imagine he probably had some jitters there early on just to get back in a big league game. He's worked really hard, so we were happy for him. It was nice to see him get that big hit, the hit at the end to get that off his back and now just go play.
Team set a franchise record for back-to-back homers today. It could be coincidence. It could be there's just a ton of power bats in the lineup. What do you attribute the franchise record to?
Well, just that we got a lot of guys that are capable of hitting homers. More coincidence than anything, but when you have a bunch of guys that hit the ball out of the ballpark, that you're going to run into some back-to-backs.
Is there any energy when you come up to the plate after someone hits a home run that you can gain as a hitter?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you see how it energizes our crowd. I mean, it does the same in the dugout. And that is, today's crowd was pretty impressive. Just, when all that took place, it got pretty loud and pretty exciting.
Jacob Faria gets the no decision in the Rays' 8-3 loss against the Orioles on Saturday. He would go 6 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. Here's what Faria had to say.
I mean, yep, still able to go 6, but I mean, the goal here is to go into the 7th, past the 7th, you know. So, I mean, I think it was a good sign to, you know, be able to get through some stuff. But ultimately, I mean, if you don't come out with a W as a team, it's not really worth it.
What was different for you when you came out for this outing today? Because you've kind of an uncharacteristic start for you to start this game.
I don't really think anything was different. It's just they're a really good hitting team, and the 2 home runs. I mean, the one that Castillo hit was a cutter slider over the middle, and the one that Jones hit was a fastball that I didn't get up to the outer part of the plate. So it's just mistakes that a good hitting team is not supposed to miss, and they didn't miss them. So,
in what ways do you just learn from this outing and get ready for your next start?
Just got to work on execution. Try not to be too fine, but not leaving pitches over the middle of the plate as to such a good hitting team.
And what was it like working with Wilson Ramos today?
It was cool. I mean, we sat down before the game in the clubhouse and just kind of went over the lineup and what's been working recently, and it was a easy transition. I mean, I think Washington plays Baltimore every year, so he knows these hitters too. So just kind of same as when I was throwing to Dino's, trusting what he's putting down and just going from there.
What was the pitch you threw to Castillo on 2-2 that you didn't get? Because that Cash said that was probably the mistake.
The one
pitch
that he
of
hit
the,
out?
Yeah.
I
went to 3-2. 3-2. No, not the one he hit out.
Oh, the pitch before?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I can't remember.
How important has first pitch strikes been for you? Because it seemed like you struggled early. I think you had 2 of the first 7 hitters were first pitch strikes, and then you were like 18 of 20 after that.
It's huge just because it sets up. You can throw anything off of a first pitch strike. You fall behind, the hitters have a better chance of eliminating a certain pitch. Right. So if you jump ahead, I mean, you have pitches to use and try to get further into account. So, I mean, you got to jump ahead, and that's – like you said, early in this game and all of my last outing was a struggle getting ahead, so it's super important.
Sunday, Chris Tillman takes the hill for the Orioles. He'll face the Rays' Jake Odorizzi.